Lamed Aleph and Beis. Amar Rava, Ha'yisul Lefan of Kikr Shel Hefker. V'amar Kikr Zu Hekdish. So he made it Hekdish. It doesn't say that he's current. It just said he made it Hekdish. So not la la echla, ma'ala fikula. So something that belongs to Hekdish is the me'ilah. He takes it for himself. The moment the meal is when he's mitzi from Rishus Hekdish. So when he picks it up, that's going to be hoitzah from Rishus Hekdish. So how much is he mo'il? What's the value of the me'ilah? So if he takes it lo echla, so ma'ala fikula. He's ma'ala. The meal is according to the value of the item. Let's say lo harisha lebana, but he takes the kikar with the intent that to give it to somebody else, so to give it to his children. Then ma'ala fitayvus hanoshav. So his usage of the hektish wasn't to eat it, the full value. It was the his value that he's getting out of it is the tevus hanoa that they're makar toiv to him, that he gave him something. So that's the value he got out of that he used Hekdish for. So that's what he owes Hekdish. Okay. Now, Zak Duran. Omer Rova. Ha'is lafan of Kikr shel Hefker. V'omer Kikr zu Hekdish. Not la'ochla ma'lefikula. So the Hekdish is effective. We see that there's a din of Me'ilah. So the Hekdish is effective. So Zataran, Haidanokit lo be kikr shel hefker. So why are we discussing kikr shel hefker? Well, nokit lo be kikr sheloi shahisu emetis bechatzera behikdisha. Say a simple case: a person takes his own kikr and he's makdish it. What does that have to do with dafa kikr kikr shel hefker mishum bechi agavna? If that was the scenario, that it was in his own, it was his own kikr, which is sitting in his possession, which he's makdish, and then he takes it to use it. So the loch is not the loch of the moal. The meal is not the moment he picks it up. The kiman the mekami hektish shloha yisa lachar hektish gam kein birshusa emetis, since it was his. In his possession, and it's still in his possession. So the halacha is habli ka gizbe shel hektish. He gets the equivalent of a halacha of a gizbe. The minim is up here. Kama the chagiga. Shem not a dover shel hektish. The lees kais boy lo emual. Since till he delivers the kikar to a actual bona fide gizbor, he has responsibility for it now. So the halacha is, if a person is a gizbor, the items of hektish belong in his rishus. That's what they're supposed to be. So him picking it up, he's not transferring it out of the rishus of hektish, but picking it up. The transfer out of the rishus of hektish, which is the moment of me'ilah, will be when he uses it. But just picking it up will not generate me'ilah. When it's still hektish, in the case of the gizbor, it was sitting in his rishus like it's supposed to. So picking it up didn't change anything. Meal is the moment of the change. There's no change. We're picking it up. So shem nikar nami rishus ekoy v'hashen nami rishus ekoy bein meal behektish ela b'moitzi rishus hektish rishus acher. Mila is the change, taking it away from hektish. But umali bechater, umali biyodoy, hacha b'hacha lenofik mirshusay. So the same way that's true by the case of the gizbor, the case where a person was makdish an item until he delivers it out of his hands, he functions like the gizbor. It's rishus hektish in his rishus when he's makdish it, and rishus hektish in his rishus when he picks it up. Nothing changed. So there's no mila by picking it up. Lahachinokale be kikushal hefker. Now, so the Ron says, okay, but so how does it work that he's Makdish a period of his hefter? How does the Hekdish work? So the Ron says, the case was Shahoysa Medis Teich Dalad Amosav Shekadis Lubakal Malkum. So the Kikr was in the within Dalad Amos of his, which Chazal Masakin that Dalad Amos is Kainan. And since he can be Kainan with Dalad Amos, he can be Makdish it. But so when he says kigur zu hektish, it's chayil. But umakizeh loizochel boy me'olam. But it's not the pshat is that first he was kainet and then he's makdish, because then you're back to the same case. It's his item beforehand, which he's being makdish, but he becomes a gizber. So picking it up doesn't change anything. So what do we gain by saying now that he's using Dalad Amos, which acts like his chotzer? So Zakt Ran, that no, that it's different. When a person walks into the Dalad Amos, the items are cutter for him only if he wants it to be cutter for him. So as long as he's not decided he wants to be cutter, they're not cutter. When he says they should be hektish, so he never took it for himself, he immediately gave it to hektish, as opposed to an item which was his already beforehand. That items which are within your Dalad Amos are the Dalad Amos is kind of for you. I feel like Omer Kiloy Omer Ekna, even without saying I want to be kind of it. That's only if at the end he wants it. But Hacha Shiny, here is different. Mishum Lachiman the Omer Kigazu Hektish. As soon as he says this should be hektish, Goli Adaita, he's here indicating to the hektish nichale the likni, lididei lo nichale. That he doesn't want the dalamas to work for him, he wants the dalamas to work for hektish. Mikil Adaita, ki hai mahani, ki mukhasugia the hosam. So he doesn't need to say, I want to be kind of. But he needs to take the item, which he didn't want over. He wants to give it to Hektish instead. As soon as he walks there, with the assumption of the locha that it belongs to him, he's clarifying to us that that's not what he wanted. He could do this. He could use the Dalad Amos for hektish, and they don't become his; they become hektishes. The highly can be a matzila chaberu, the kada chaberu below who. The more it says, in the case of be a matzila chaberu, when he actually picks it up with intent for somebody else, that the other person is kinda not him. It's not called he's being kinda, because as soon as he's kinda, he can't be makna. He picks the item up. He's be a matzila. So, what do you mean he's being Metzia? If he picks it up for himself, then he must be marked to his friend. The other person, once I own something, I can't be marked to you until you do a Kenyan. I can't just say, well, I decide right now this Gemara is yours. But now it's yours. No, it's not. It's my Gemara. I can be marked to you. So, therefore, when you want it, when you do a Kenyan, it's yours. So, my being Metzia Chavera and Kara Chavera means that I never was Kaina. I used my power of Kenyan immediately for you. I became the equivalent of your shliach. So over here also, he's using his Dalad Amos for hektish. So hachinami hektish kani v'yu me'olam loykana. So it comes out that the makdish was never kana. And that's what happens. Generally, so it comes out the situation. He's never the owner. So now there's a din me'ilah when as soon as he picks it up, mishum hachi not la la'achla mal lefi kula. Once he picks it up, it never was in his rishus. So it's sitting right now. It's sitting in rishus hektish, and now he's taking it away from hektish by picking it up. So he takes the la'achla mal lefi kula shakim rishul zochav b'mayarlam enuk a gizbar lehel. He's not a gizbar on it. Okay.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Russell. How are you? Good morning.
I'm not sure who said it.
If you look at Tosis, Vamar Kikas of Hektish, the second Tosis. So he has seems to have a different approach on the Ram on this Kenyan over here, how he's makdish it. Belongs to Omar. Obviously, Omar the Chesha Eskaba. So he, right away he's learning the case, he's being makdish his kikr before he has it, and he's saying it should be hektish when I'm kind of. But even though he didn't say the word the chesha eskebo filocha kizocha bo havi hektish hol b'daita liskesbo. So there was a kikr shel hefker which he planned to be kind of. He'll be kind of when he picks it up. Not the alamas. And he's saying it should become hektish when I pick it up. He didn't say those words, but that's what he means. So that works. Okay. As far as he's concerned, he has no power to be makdish until he's kainah. He doesn't own it yet. So that's like, as far as the kayach of kinyan, it's davar shel b'loilam. He doesn't have it yet. So he's being makdish on which he doesn't have. For when he gets it, that's called Lo B'Lo'alim, as far as into his purview. Well, Tamar Lo'amer Harei Pesach Kedosh Alachash Toshim. I'm making this item Kedosh 30 days. David Kedosh, which is Chal. Hasim B'Yad Al Hakdish Miyad. He has the ability to do it right now. He owns it. Al Hachalah B'Yad Al Hakdish Miyad. The case was that he picked it up, was cut, and then he's makdish. Because otherwise, it's a problem of lo b'loilam. One case, So he's saying when he picked up the item to be kainet, he picked up the item to take it for himself, and then he's makdish it. He owns enough to say that it's totally kurdish, and now there's dinamila, which will play out however dinamila play out. If he picked it up to give it to his children, he never picked it up with intent that it should be his. He picked it up with intent that he should use it to give a gift to his children, and then he's makdish that which he owns, so the meila is only that amount. That's the first shot in Tosis. Now, if you go to the first wide line on the page, in the Tosis, the fee, 10% off. This pshat does not seem to make sense. Delisha the rabba loy mashma hachi. It doesn't fit into the words. The mashma kikur is a hektish. Racha mikan not lo loichla. Not like they're saying that he picked it up first and he's makdish it. Mash with the high achar she hektish. The third line. The Lo'olam Lezochaba Adayin B'Shas Hektish. She wasn't kind of yet. V'chitema Eina the Makdash Jav B'Shalom B'Lo'olam V'Dayin Lezochaba Ma'ar Shu B'Toch Rabbi Moshe kind of want to answer. Inami Kivan She B'Yara Lizkis Bo Shukar B'Mena Yosu Mishum Adam Havi Choshev Shaper Dover B'Lo'olam. He's the closest person. He will get to it first. So since he can get to it first, okay, says, that's called Bo Lo'olam. He can be makdish it before he gets it. So that's called B'yado. It's not called Bo Lo'olam. So that's called biyado to get it. So for he can be makdish even before he gets it. Tosis says, okay. Zok the Ran Viter, Harisha Labanov, Mala Fitabas and Oshaba. So now he picks up this item which is already his hektish, for not for the purpose of eating it himself. But the purpose is to give it over to his children. The Kimeloi Hagbia El Harisha Labanov. He wants to give it to them. He didn't pick it up to be kind of for them now. If he would do that, so then he's right to take it away from Hektish. He's acting like they're shliach to be kited for them away from Hektish. So right to his molafikula. No, he picked it up to use it to give it to his children later. He didn't do an act of hitzos rishus at all because nothing happened yet. If he takes it, he's taking it from Hektish. He's going to use. He wants to acquire for himself. If he takes it to give it to his children, that when he dies they'll be carrying it. He hasn't done any act of hitzos from rishus Hektish. So where's the meal? The meal is according to Hanoah. Even immediately they have their maksik tayva, their makar tayva to him. He's looking for things that, to give over to them. So he's nehana from Hektish. So there's two ways to do mila from Hektish. One is hitzah from Hektish, and one is even without being moitzia from Hektish, just being the header from Hektish is also me'ila. So he's benefiting from Hektish.
So they have to be aware.
And then he says, "Ubara me'ilin the chishiyotziu." If the children will then use it, they're going to be moil when they use it. Now, behind I see hach member the rava. Why are we bringing Rav over here? This belongs in Masechtas Meila. Shemadamia lay lahachbaya the boy mina Rav Chia bar Oven. It's going to have a parallel to the case which he asked Rav Chia bar Oven asked Rav. The kihechi the hacha hikdash akikra rachakach not lo laachlo. Rav Chia bar Oven nami osar akikra rachakach nostalo. So we'll see the case in the second case of back to Masechta Sadorim, the case of making something us and somebody else and then giving it to the person. What happens over there? That's how the Ran learns. Tosis doesn't like that. The top Tosis says that Rob was talking about a case of a kodem, and a kodem klali, there's dine me'ila, like we'll see later on in the Gemara. That's the Gemara over here. Okay. And Tosis says chiddush that the shear of the Tosis are not generally very small; it might be even less than a pruta an item of a kicker. And there's a shear meal of a pruta that's by hektish, but by kanomis, even b'choldehu, there is the iser hanah. Okay, something more. Boy minay Rav Chiya bar Avin mirav. Kikri Alecha. So Reuven says, that my kicker is also on you, to Shimon. So he offered his item to Shimon. And then Menasala b'matana. Then Reuven gives the kicker to Shimon as a matana. Mahu, what's the Alecha? Do you say kikri amarloi? My kicker. He said rishusay hu da'asur. So it's only as long as it's mine that it's asur. When I marked it to you, now it's yours. So it's not asur. I never asked it once it's yours. Odilma alecha amarloi. He said on you. I'm making my item asur on you. Means it's chal right now and it's on you. Aluye, should we say hektish? He made it hektish. Okay. So it's awesome. So when he says, he should say, the kicker zoo is also to you. Why is it the stress? It's my kicker. Why do you say kikri? So Morris says, lafuke, the gun vamine mignav. No, that's part of the question. So he says, I don't understand. I'm asking my kicker on you. What do I accomplish? Because one is Reuben's kicker, but Shimon can't take it anyway. So Shimon says, you know, I'm going to eat your kicker. You're a ganav. So what is he trying to accomplish over here? If he's... one second. No, that's all part of Rava. She thought we have the Yavli Matana Osir, because otherwise, the Kriki Lech, the Fuke Mai, Lav, the Fuke, the Migdav, got many Gona, Migdav, what's he coming to Osir? He's saying, I want you to know that this my kicker is Osir on you. So, he's, as long as I own the kicker, it's Osir on you anyway, you can't take my kicker. But I'm Rishus. So, what am I trying to accomplish with this Osir, which wasn't there beforehand? Obviously, I meant to make it Osir now, that even if I give it to you afterwards, Berishus, by giving it to us a matana, I am making it Osir now, and that is just chal, and if you can't use it. But the problem is, when I have it, I don't need to make a kick. I don't. Then if it's only Osir when I have it, when I give it to you, it becomes mutter. So what do I need the netter for? So, is the goal lafuke the migdav and egana migdav? Said, well, if you steal it, it should be also on you. Is that really what the goal is? It doesn't, you know, unless you think the guys are Bogana. What was his goal over here? It says, lo, omrele, lo, lafuke the asmane alo. That, maybe if he gives it to him, it's going to be mutter. But if he keeps it by him, but Reuben keeps it by himself and invites Shimon to his house, Shimon can eat other things, but he can't eat the kicker. Okay. So the famous Shalom Lechronim, Reuben's making a suda, and he invites Shimon there, and Reuben gives Shimon his portion. Shimon picks up his portion, and it's a Mekadosh woman with it. Is she Mekadoshes? The question being, well, it's his portion now, right? So he can be mocked. He can be Mekadosh somebody with it. He's giving her a pruta's worth, or it's not his portion, it belongs to the host. The host owns it, and he's allowing you to eat it. So you see, in this Gemara, that we're saying that belongs this when he invites somebody, it still belongs to him. He's not being mocked at him, because we're saying when he gives him a matana, really could be it's mutter for Shimon to be the henna. But if Reuben invites Shimon to eat, it's awesome.
At some point in the eating process, whether it's upon receiving the portion or something, the ownership must change.
No.
It's the blata blia.
No, I'm allowing you to eat my item. I don't demand that to you. You're eating my apple. I'm allowing you to eat my apple. I don't demand that apple to you. There's no way to eat my apple. I'm not talking about the net. I'm talking about in regards to Geneva and Gzela. I'm allowing you to eat my food, but it's my food. So this is very relevant.
Stop eating his apple.
So let's say you learn by matzah. There's a dinner that you have to own your matzah, which is b'chalakas rishon, and it's not a clear hakra on halacha. So to yes, if it's a matzah, you have to own it. So I invite people to my seder and they give them matzah to eat. So are they yotze? So some person say you have to have das, you have to have a specific das to mak it to them, because otherwise this Gemara says they're not yotze, because it's not theirs.
Does it have? It has to be yours.
That's machlokes. Whether there's a dinner by matzah, it has to be by lulav, it has to be yours, right? Is there a dinner by matzah? It has to be your matzah to be yours. That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. And there's no final halacha lemaisa.
I guess is that in part the source for some people that when they give out a challah on Shabbat or matzah on Pesach, they put it down on the table, they don't give it to the person, and the person then picks it up as if they're being mocked.
I don't know. Okay. Let's see the run. Do we say, I only said it's when it's my kicker? It's only also while I have it. The kikri, the words kikri means as long as it's mine. Once he gives it to him, it's not mine anymore. So it's mutterbo. That's one side of the argument. Do we say that he said alecha? Shall we say hektish? He's making it hektish at him. Zu shehi achshav kikri asur alecha lo'olam. Now. That Reuben asks the item on Shimon and then gives the item to Levi. He's marked it to Levi. So that's not a question. Why? Because now the come on Perikah Shutvin, Beisach Shani Nichlus, Sodach Shani Lokeach. If Shimon asks Reuben's house on himself. I'm not going to go into your house. Your house is also to me. I won't enter the house. I won't buy your field. And then the owner dies. Mace. And the owner dies and the children are Yerush. Or somebody, he sells it to somebody else. Mutter. So the Mishnah says over there, he only asked it as long as it's Reuben's house. It's not Reuben's house anymore. So that's no question that once it moves into somebody else's possession, it's mutter. And Rukir doesn't have any question on that. So there's a certain amount when Reuben says kikri alefa, he means when it's Reuben's kikri, not when it's somebody else's kikri. So Reuben would take the kicker, give it to Levi. Shimon can benefit from it. But here Reuben gave it to Shimon. Alhaino time doing boy. So what's the question over here? It did not. There's nobody else in the middle. The mimadra the mutter cause. He went straight from the Reuben to Shimon. And that's what his question is. So does he mean to say only as long as it's mine? Once I marked it to you, you can benefit from it. What does he mean? I'm making this item usher and you from now on. As much as, so even when I give it to you, the Israel no remains. Bechitema Zataran Tivshit Mehahi the Perakashutvin. I'll prove the other way from the Gemara that it's usher for the Gemara over there in the next parak, that's the Perakashutvin. Lisura. Miktari Machal Acher Mutter, Masha Habrachal Mutter is Usr. I can remember the fact that the Mishnah chose a case that Reuben sold it to Levi means had Reuben sold to Shimon, it would be Usr. Okay, lesson. That you can't prove. Why? You can remember, because I can answer that the reason why the Mishnah chose a case of Reuben sold it to Levi and not Reuben sold it to Shimon. We shouldn't avoid the Mishnah Seifa, because the Mishnah wants to tell me the next case. Beischa ze shani nichnas sotcha ze shani lokech shibizu meizu shemach on the acher is oser. So if he says to the person, not your house but this house I'm not going into, even though Reuben sold it to Levi, it's a loss of the Shimon, because he ushered the house, not the ownership. So over there, it won the Chap and the Kiddush, even though he sold it to somebody else, it's a loss. Hazam Lakat Akhil the Rabusa. Therefore, Mishumachi Ikalamer the Lakat Rashanami Lakhir, Bivalav Dafka, to who Adin Loi. Okay.
The parallel is a little stressed, it would seem. In one case, you have the owner saying this item relative to another person. In the second case, it's the other person talking either about the item or the item under that person's ownership. So the person that is active is different, and it's a question whether they're active with regard to somebody else or with regard to themselves.
Yes, but we're dealing with a language issue. What is the word kikri? What is the word kikri? What does the word beischa mean? Am I stressing specifically only while it's in his possession, or even when it's not in his possession? The worst question over here is not whether he has the halachic ability to do it. The worst question is what does he mean? So in that the Ron says that we say the language of people when they say that, do they mean simply only it's when it's in that state, or they mean even afterwards when it's transferred to that? That's why the Ron feels it's a good parallel. Hichi Rashbam. The Rashbam has a question. My kami boil the Rukhibra oven. Must he? It's a fair Mishnah, the time of Pirkei, later on at the end of the Perek. So we have this problem that the Shimon can't have a hanah from Reuven, and Shimon is impoverished; he has nothing to eat. So what do you do? So the Reuven can't give the item to Shimon. Reuven doesn't want Shimon to starve, so he goes to a third party. He goes to the storekeeper and he says, "Listen, plenty mutter and nomi many. Many day my esther loy. I don't know what to do." Now he can't make the chedvani his shliach, because then right there, that's called he's being mahana to Shimon. He says, "You know, Shimon's starving. I don't know what to do." The chedvani. He never appointed the Chavoni, but the Chavoni understands that what he wants him to do is give to Shimon. And then he'll come and ask Reuven for payment. So raise an oyster lawyer, but we're not doing that. So we don't have a Chavoni over there. So noisen lacher. Reuven gives it to somebody else in the caravan, and then that person, he's mocked at him, and then that person gives it to Shimon. Let's say any Mahem Acher, he doesn't have anybody else with him, there's nobody else, it's just the two of them. Meniach, let's say he puts in the cell and he's mafker it. And then Shimon's coin it. Now, but you see that you cannot go directly from the matter to the mutter. So that's our case. And you see, even if we go directly from the matter to the mutter, it's usur. V'hosim v'aray loybar emer nechosim elu alecho. Like that's like such a zoo, which is also even after somebody else gets in the middle. Looking gavla filo afseki acher nami usur. Ala v'aray be omer nechosay alecho. So it's only nechosay. The head is only if somebody else is in the middle, but directly is usher. Even though he said mine chosim, mine chosim means when they're not mine anymore, they're mutter. So the run though, he asked him from benefiting from him. The kibush shekain im noisin matana b'shas matana rehu nehenu menu. The problem is not the eating it. The problem is giving it is the problem. That the answer is the giving, because he answered benefit. Getting a matana is also a benefit. Alahacha damer kikri. He didn't answer. He answered the hanor from the kikr, not from the matana, from the person. You can remember the shuri mishum the b'shosh and nehenu menu kikr and a shamader. The point that was over here when Shimon eats it, or uses it, it's not Reuven's anymore. He asked the kicker. He didn't ask her getting benefit from Reuven. So Reuven's giving him benefit by giving him something. Okay, no problem with that. So that's why it's not apparent to that case. Okay, let's hold it here.